Your thought on this is Paul's emphasis on the law.
Yeah.
Often I've found in the 15 years I've been a Catholic, and I unexpectedly have spent most of those years dealing with converts. That wasn't necessarily my choice, but that's what God is.
God's choice.
Okay. And what I've often found is that often converts, after they come to the church, often the focus of what they emphasize is because it is either a counteraction to what they used to focus on.
That's right. It's compensatory.
You know, so yeah. You have in James focusing on one thing, maybe because of where he came from.
Right.
Is that why Paul focused on the law, because the issue of the law, because he came from such a high-level Pharisee?
I think you're right. I think the reason why Paul focuses on how we are not under law, but under grace, is because he, more than any other contemporary of his, saw himself under law, and that was the source of his identity, that was the source of his righteousness, and that's how he understood grace. I mean, we didn't deserve God giving us the law, and yet he spoke the word, he wrote the word, he's delivered his will to us. I mean, this is undeserved favor. That's grace in the Old Testament. But when you discover that the word is now made flesh, that the Father sends the Son to give us the Spirit to adopt us and make us members of a divine family, then suddenly the graciousness of a law that we didn't deserve is exceeded by infinity by the graciousness of the Son, who becomes the servant in order to make us servants, nothing less than divine sons.
It would seem then that, you know, those that put such an emphasis on really Paul is all about the law, that see that in its context is to look at it from where he came from.
That's right. And, you know, in the book of Romans, in chapter 7, he speaks of the law as holy, just, and good. And in Romans 8, where suddenly he just turns in the fire hydrant, there you find more references to the Holy Spirit than anywhere else in the New Testament. I think it's 17 or 18 references to the Holy Spirit in Romans 8. But the Spirit comes to us, why? In order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, bound just to the law, but to the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit comes to us to empower us to do what we could never do in the Old Testament on our own. Keep the law and fulfill our Father's will.
Talking also a bit about the importance of